Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. During the Apollo 12 landing on the moon, the three astronauts were very tired and very excited to be the first on the moon. They brought back 52 pieces of rocks. The president was furious and asked for an explanation. Then the captain started to explain. You see, President, when I look at the ace, it reminds me there is but one God. And the juice reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. When I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preach the gospel. They were Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them. Five were wise and were saved. Five were foolish and were shut out. When I see the six, it reminds me that in 6 days, God made this great and wonderful heaven and earth. When I see the seven, it reminds me that on the seventh day, God rested from his great work. And when I see the eight, I think of the eighth righteous person who God saved when he destroyed this world. It was Noah, his wife, their sons, and their wives. And when I see the nine, it reminds me of the nine lepers who God cleansed, and the 9 out of 10 didn't even thank him. When I see the 10, I think of the 10 commandments that God handed down to Moses on a pillow of stone. When I see the king, it reminds me that there is but one king of heaven and earth. And when I see the queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Queen of all heaven. The Jack of Maize was the devil. When I count the number of spots on the rock, I found it was 365 days in a year. There are 52 rocks, the number of weeks in a year. There are 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There are 12 pitcher rocks, the number of months in a year. There are 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. So you see, President, on the moon we found that God is here, there, and everywhere. These rocks serve as Bibles, as almanacs, and prayer books. And comrades, this story is worth telling to the world. God bless America.
Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B., where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Time. Hold it in hand and just
We don't pick them, we just play them.
That's one way of putting it.
We began with Nat Cole and Apollo Moonrock on Explosion Records, which turned out to be the
deck of cards.
Surprisingly, a collection of 52 moon rocks brought back to Mr. Yeah. President.
Max Bygraves recorded it, and that's the one most people know, the deck of cards.
I want to tell you a story.
That was about a soldier that was they'd gone to a casino, a place called Casino in North Africa or somewhere, and he was playing with a deck of cards, and the commanding officer said, why was he playing with a deck of cards on a Sunday? And obviously he went through the cards and said that was his Bible and everything else. And that's basically, that was with a deck of cards. Of course, the one you just heard was with moon rocks.
Little from our Jamaican friends there. We began with The Wake. We played the other side of our single earlier. That was To Make You Happy on Carnaby Records. And there's a little bit of a mention when you search this out. It just says Bill Heard, Rubettes. Now, whether presumably Bill was featured on that particular tune. I don't know if Bill... Mm. I don't know much about the Rubettes. Wasn't my kind of music at the time. Was Bill the singer?
1975.
They were more mid to late 70s, weren't they? Yeah. The Buchanan Brothers now. And the Buchanan Brothers, this is the one with a sleeve. It looked vaguely familiar when I searched it out. A sleeve had some naked babies surrounding an old phonograph. Now, does that ring any bells with you, Les? Probably not. And this is written by our family solicitors, Les, Cashman, Pistilli and West. And this particular one is called Rosianna.
Information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
I'm so glad your mother ran out of milk, 'cause we have to go out and down to the store. covers the city with my arm around you. I couldn't want more, 'cause it's the feeling that I get when you're near me, and the feeling when I'm holding you tight. It's the feeling that I get when you're near me. Doesn't really matter at all, 'cause it's the feeling that I get when you're near,
that I get when you're near,
feeling when I'm holding you tight,
holding you tight.
It's the feeling that I get when you're near me. As long as you stay around, 'cause it's the feeling
that I get
when you're near,
that I get when you're
feeling when I'm holding you tight,
holding you tight.
It's the feeling that I get when you're near me.
Makes me feel
so good.
We've reached that part of the show where Les and I put our handbags in the middle of the floor and start getting on down, dancing.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Getting down to it on the dance floor. That was, what did I say? That was West Point. And Take What You Want on DRAM Records. Prior to that, both sides of a Buchanan Brothers single, Rosianna, and Feeling That I Get When You're Near Me on Penny Farthing Records. I think Penny Farthing Records was an offshoot of Larry Page. Larry Page's Page One label. Well, it's been reasonable so far today, I think, Les.
I can't find anything about West Point. I don't know whether they had any big hits or what. I can't remember.
Produced by Tony Hiller. That's as much as I know about them from the information on the record label. One of 60 singles released this week, the 23rd of July, 1970. Every week, Les and I sit here. I sit here and he sits there about 2 miles away in the comfort of his comfy armchair.
Socially distancing, of course. I didn't know whether I should also put a mask on, but I don't know. Maybe, I think we're safe at this distance. So.
In the previous hour, when we were playing some reggae, and I'm sure there's some more to come up, I mentioned that Les's sisters had skinhead haircuts. And in case you're wondering how I know that, that's because I've known Les for 50 years now. And this was the year we met, 1970. Yeah, we met in 1970 when Les lived in Warrington in Peterborough. I lived about 3 or 4 miles away on the Dogsthorpe estate. I'd had enough of the Dogsthorpe estate. I thought there must be more to life than this.
There
certainly was in Church Street. And my friend Jerry, who lived in Storrington Way.
They're around the corner from me.
Yeah, and although I've
listening to RNI on my old army radio set, number 19.
In your shed, you had your own shed. There was a man of property. I was impressed. That was impressive. Only
that shed actually, it used to be. Do you remember Marley Tiles used to have a place outside of the right outside of the Tech College on Eastfield Road?
I did, yeah. Yeah. Right.
Now, that shed was actually in their yard. And we transported it from there to Warrington and then re-erected it.
It had a history. It had a provenance. These days, they'd say it had a provenance to it.
Yeah, oh dear.
You better take it to Antiques Roadshow when it's at Lincoln or somewhere like that. Is it still there? Is it still in that garden?
I'm not sure that my dad still... Well, my dad doesn't live there now, but I'm not sure. He probably isn't there anymore. But I'll have to have a drive-by and have a quick look down the garden, see if it's still there.
Because although I've lived in Wales and France and Canada, I'm back where I started. And I live only about 2 miles away from where you lived in Church Street. And nearly every, not quite every day, but certainly every week, we drive down Storrington Way and we drive down Church Street.
Maybe.
Enough.
Do the place where you live was probably a nick then. So you could say you live in the nick.
Yes, Les is alluding to the fact that we brought the old police station or the old police house on the corner of Lincoln Road. And in fact, when we moved in there still is an outbuilding. We've converted it into a sort of a larder and a summer house. But when we first got the place, so it was 3 rooms. One was a coal bunker, and one had a toilet in it, and the other was a room with a lock, and you can see where something, probably an Alsatian, had been scratching at that door trying to get out for years and years.
Probably a prisoner.
Possibly a long lost prisoner. Yes, and before we start thinking of number 2 and number 6 and be seeing you, it's not quite time to say be seeing you yet.
No, not quite.
In fact, if you're wondering why we say be seeing you every week, we're referring to The Village, Patrick McGowan. The prisoner. Next of all,
I won't get it.
Next of all, Wayne Fontana, who...
Minus the Mindbenders.
Minus, yes. This is Give Me Just a Little More Time, which you'll recognise straight away as the tune by the chairman of the board. We'll follow this with Lynn Holland, still in our groove, with our white stilettos in the middle of the floor, along with our handbags.
You're listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
I wanna touch you, let me see if you are.
Yeah, Lynn Holland, Dreaming.
She's still around.
Pie, is she?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's got her own website. She's also on Dave D. Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch's website, apparently.
And prior to that, it was Wayne Fontana, Without the Mindbenders, and Give Me Just a Little More Time. I think that's how the chairman of the board did it, wasn't it? Oh, so you've got it. You've got it, Les.
Give me just a little more time.
We're going to change the mood now so we can put our stilettos back on and pick up our handbags from the middle of the floor, Les. It's time to sit it's time to sit down in the corner again, drinking our rum and blacks.
Oh.
Of our... What else did
not
you...
Not one of these Billy No-Mates tunes.
What else? What other drinks were popular then? Lager and Pony. Lime. Lager and lime was a popular...
Lager and lime. Pony. Yeah.
Baby Sham.
Baby Sham or Pony. Yeah.
Snowball. If you got invited...
Not forgetting Dubonnet and Lemonade.
And if you got invited to a party, it said 8 till late, and you went down the off licence and you took a bottle of Strongbow with you.
Or Blue Nun.
We knew how to live it up in style in those days, didn't we?
It was a bottle of rosé, wasn't it? You used to use them for table lamps.
This next one is quite interesting on A&M Records.
Matthew's rosé, indeed.
Yes, and then you turn it into a table lamp, wouldn't you? 60 singles were released this week, the 23rd of July 1970. You're listening to Chris and Les. That's Les Newman and Chris Bent. We've known each other since 1970, so it's an ideal time for us to be playing these tunes to you because we were there. We went to the gigs, or Les went to the gigs.
Well, just some of these I can't remember, to be honest.
Well, most of these we can't remember because most didn't get played on the radio, unfortunately.
So it's interesting to look back at what we missed.
Yes, it is. It is. This next one, Ron Davies, It Ain't Easy. Now, if you've got a copy of David Bowie's... I'm not sure if it's Hunky Dunky or...
Hunky Dory.
Hunky Dory. Or Ziggy Stardust. But there's a song on there called It Ain't Easy. Now, you probably think it's bound to have been written by Bowie, but it wasn't. It was written by this guy, Ron Davies. It was his tune that Bowie picked up on several years later. It Ain't Easy.
It ain't. Sie hören Chris B., aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
The Italians.
Byron Lee and the Dragonaires and Julianne on Trojan Records, and prior to that Ron Davies, It Ain't Easy, and it was indeed the last track on side one of that album that made him really big. David Bowie, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars. And it was not written by David, it was written by the man what just sang it to us there, Ron Davies.
Well, and then we had the Vapensiero from Nabucco.
Sorry, Les.
Some Italian reggae.
Yes, some Italian reggae, yes. Yeah, Byron Lee, yeah. And now some more reggae on the Clandisc record label, Clancy Eccles and the Dynamites. Could this be the first time this word was used on a record? It's called Skank Me.
Spank you if you are skanking.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Some interesting facts have just arrived on the teleprinter.
I'm just looking at the word skanking. Well, skanking is actually a Jamaican dance originating in the 50s and 60s when the ska bands started. Obviously, it was revived at this time in the 70s when the skinheads started taking over the reggae and ska music and two-tone, especially two-tone, and ska made a big revival in this country.
So this was the first time I think we've come across playing singles in at least the past 2 years where we found the word skank.
Yeah.
So that's what it refers to,
Jamaican dance.
Yeah, yeah. The Charmers. No, that was Clancy Eccles and the Dynamites with Skank Me. And we've just been listening to The Charmers and Colour Him Father on Duke Records.
Another big reggae hit for
Reginald Dixon, yes. He was in high demand as a session musician in those days, wasn't he? They dispatched Reg on the first...
from Blackpool.
On the first Freddie Laker flight to downtown Jamaica.
What did he say? Book early. Do you remember those answers?
Kingston, Jamaica. Let's change direction. We've given our boys from Jamaica a good old bash this week. This next one's going to be Jigsaw on Fontana Records and Seven Fishes.
Bye.
Gentry. Apartment 21 on Capitol Records, and prior to that it was Jimmy Campbell, Don't Leave Me Now. It was a single on Fontana, but it was eventually also released on his Vertigo album, which was called Half Baked. Well, many thanks for listening. We'll be back here the same time next week, heading toward the Unknown Region, playing the week's not hits, the week's single releases. Yeah. There were 60 this week, the 23rd of July 1970. Let us say goodbye with the Straubs on A&M Records. And Forever. Yeah. Wow. Was Rick Wakeman with them then? I think Rick was with the Straubs, wasn't he?
I think he was. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think there's much evidence of Rick in this particular tune we're going to be playing. And then we may just about have time to leave to play Jimmy McGriff and The Worm. Could be more of that organic type tunage. So it's time to say cheerio.
And cheerio from the
end. And going back to what we played almost 2 hours ago, the Templeton Twins, it'll be Toodle Pip, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Toodle Pip.
Old chap. Yes. Be seeing you.
Be seeing you.
Skies above me, I've someone to love me, to take good care of me forever. he shared my pillow, so that the clouds will billow sold me her heather. Told me its good luck would last me forever.
Is not bent.
Camp Freddy, everybody in the world is bent.
This is an intermission. Ice creams and cigarettes are now available in the foyer.
I can clearly remember. You are my life, you give me reason to live. You're a silent moment on a busy day. You're a world of sunshine, you take the clouds away. My days were spent on an edge. I was living my life from minute to minute. Suddenly you were there. You're into my life, girl. You're in it. You're in it. Give me reason to live. You're a silent moment on a busy day. You're a world of sunshine, you take the clouds away.
Been listening to the golden sounds of Herb Alpert and his Tijuana Brass.